Hey, welcome. You have found the San Carlos Computer Club's podcast. My name is Scott Stimson from International Computer Solutions, and this is the recording from today's meeting of the San Carlos Computer Club. Today is March 31st, 2020, and if you're up to date, you know that we are all in self-isolated quarantine. So our meetings have changed it into virtual meetings. We've also moved our times around. It's been to accommodate the fact that I've got kids at home using internet at the same time our typical meetings would be held. So now, today's meeting was held at 3 p.m., but our next meeting will be a little sooner than a week from now. We're going to do it Saturday morning at 9 a.m. San Carlos, Arizona time. So look for us then on Saturday if you want to catch it live. Until then, we had a pretty good meeting. We had six people show up. We switched to Zoom today, went through a number of different topics that I will stick in the post for this podcast. Things like how to change the performance, how to upgrade the performance of your Windows 10 computer, some articles about Zoom and how Zoom's being used now, and just some good stuff. So check it out. It's all coming up next. Today's podcast, what follows is our recording from March 31st, 2020, the San Carlos Computer Club. Enjoy.
No, that's not it. There, look at that. You'd think I taught video at one time in my life.
But that's kind of what I'm trying to do right now, too, is...
Well, you just go ahead and work. I'll play on the other piece of electronic equipment.
Well, did you get the email? Did you get you obviously got the message, right?
Yeah. Well, my email beeped and I looked and there it was, and there's the two links, the first and the second.
Good. So yeah, I think we'll just see what happens. If it cuts us off, we might just try and reconnect real quick, and if that doesn't work, go on to the next link. Or did you try that last time?
No, I don't remember.
Okay.
Too many iterations in the problem.
Right. Well, I've got 17 people on my contact list for the computer club. So I sent it out to all of you and then asked for you guys to forward it. And then I just copied and pasted it to a post on Facebook and sent it out.
Yeah. Cheryl, you got the email, didn't you? Yeah, Cheryl got it. Now Jim Cunningham won't get it, or because they just moved to a new house in San Carlos.
That's what he was saying. Yeah,
and they don't have internet yet. They don't have computers hooked up, so he's not going to be there.
Okay. No worries.
What was I doing here? I wanted to get my...
I'm speaking. Do I come forward automatically? No, I don't. How come I don't come forward automatically?
I don't know.
Bill, you have no video.
Well, I'm fooling around here.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we may not want to see that then. Mirror effect, original ratio...
I was trying to get the audio to play in my headphones. For some reason, it doesn't want to do that.
Oh, do you have a, is it Windows 10?
What's that?
Is it Windows 10?
No, I'm on my iPhone.
Oh, that's, okay. Yeah, I wonder how that would work.
Oh, I think I answered when I hooked up. So you use computer audio or something.
Okay.
But I don't know how to fix that.
Well, you might hang up and try connecting again and then answer the question differently.
So video more. Well, let me just fool around here for a second.
Okay. We should be starting in 8 minutes. I'm going to get in to start the YouTube stream.
Then what?
I'm starting.
Can you guys see me?
I can hear you. There you are. Cheryl Howell raised hand. Yes, Cheryl, you had a question. Oh, now I can't hear you because you're muted.
Just playing around.
Okay. Oh, it looks like Judy got in. Hello, Judy. Are you there?
Yeah, just a second.
Okay, great. I've asked my kids to stay off internet, but it hasn't helped much. I'm still moving kind of slow over here. Come on, come on. Hey, Judy, did you get my email or did you go off the Facebook link or Hangouts?
Stream out.
Okay.
You're good. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you quite clearly.
For some reason, I was muted. Okay. I'll be quiet.
YouTube not receiving enough video to maintain smooth stream. User care. That's okay. Buffer away. I'm just happy it's working. Go live.
Who's JJ?
JJ would be Judy, right?
I guess so. I don't know why I'm not showing up. All right, I guess I need to... Actually, I do see somebody named JJ if I scroll over.
I think... There? I just unmuted your microphone.
I don't see JL word, though.
That's who I'm... Turn this off. Go away. Anything else using up in... Oh, hey. All right, we're supposed to be streaming right now. Wow, why is this so slow? Well, I guess we still have a few minutes.
I went to participants and it shows me whose mics are on and whose video are on.
Yeah. It seems to.
I finally got my microphone unmuted.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, Judy, how did you find us? Through the email I sent out or the Facebook page or the blog post?
Facebook,
okay. Did you password to get in?
I had to download Zoom.
Okay.
And then no.
Okay. You just followed the link after Zoom.
Followed the link, yes.
Okay, great. All of this is such a learning experience for us all.
Yes.
Well, what was the next thing I wanted to try before we get started? I wanted to try, share. No, share, alt S. What is, I guess I want to share. Oh, wow. Come on. I guess this is me trying to do too much. Is it? Okay. Can you guys see my desktop? It's not going to help.
Has started and stopped and going round and round and round and round.
Exactly.
That's all.
I see your screen.
Awesome. Yep. How do I
move?
Let me move this window. But it's some. Come on, come on. Do something. Wow. I had no idea I'd be working out my computer so much. Why is this so? Screen right now. I can hear you just.
Turn all the other participants to turn theirs off, and I'll probably lighten up your load quite a bit. We don't need to see each other. We just have to know we're here.
Yeah, that's the.
Oh, here's the left.
Yeah, it's the bottom left. It is. Just touch your screen, and it's a little video camera.
Mine's
bottom
at the
left.
Top right.
Oh, sorry.
No voice.
You can't hear me?
I can't.
I've got some failing my system that's guaranteeing I'm about to crash. I don't know what I have done, but I have definitely asked this computer to do too much at one time. End process. Am I you guys? Or you... Nope, I'm not. Zoom died, though we are streaming YouTube, I believe. So if you can see us out there in YouTube land, I am going to start that meeting again. Let's try this again. Oh, how do I get into it? You'd think I would be able to just click on the meeting. Oh, here's a start button. Let's see if this works now. Hello, hello. Are you guys still there? Are you guys still there? That was a great introduction to our meeting. Everything crashing in front of us. I am muted. Hello, hello. Is anybody there? Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Is this still the same meeting?
Yes, it is.
Awesome. Yeah, I had stuff crash in front of me. Not quite sure why yet. But hey, this is the San Carlos Computer Club, and if you found this meeting, then you have joined us in the afternoon. For our virtual self-isolated quarantine meeting, there are things happening in front of my face that are not working correctly, but hopefully we can continue with our meeting. In unusual fashion, I actually do have some topics that I would be happy to share with you guys. But of the people that are listening right now, do you guys have any questions or anything you'd like to bring up to the group before we get started down any path I might have?
I got two announcements, Scott.
Okay, Bill, you have the floor.
It's minus 10 here with about a foot or about 20 to 30 centimeters of brand new snow on the ground. I don't want to hear about your sunshine or your windows being open. And I just got a notice on my other computer saying Sherwood Park, which is where we live, is now one of the hot spots in Alberta for the coronavirus.
Oh,
we're,
Wonderful.
Oh, sorry.
And it's not just my windows that are open, but my doors are open too.
Oh, be quiet.
I actually have to apologize. I have a cooling fan off to the side making background noise, so I hope it's not bothering anyone. I was telling Bill earlier, we may have to change this to a weekend morning meeting because it's too hot for me to sit in my office and do this. You're going to see me sweating live on camera.
Okay, and Scott got a KMA for that. It's my ass.
Well, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but this software, Zoom, has actually just recently gone through some scrutiny because people discovered that it was shooting privacy information back to Facebook. So I appreciate you all being part of this social project where we are giving up our information to Facebook.
So what do you switch from the other one?
Well, this one really has a much higher quality video. And
not really.
Well, now I feel personally offended. I don't look good?
You look just like you did on the last format.
My reception's better here.
Yeah?
Is it?
Scott, I did just see something in the in one of the more categories, and it said to do something with your profile picture, like a complimentary camera or something. So, I'm finding this one a lot better than the Google one as well.
Okay, well, the only thing that I'm concerned about is it's going to shut off, and like I sent you guys, we have another link to start another meeting if that's what happens. Full screen video. You know what I'm doing right now is I'm looking. Cheryl turned her video back on. It would be cool to have her full screen. But I'm sharing. Oh, I guess I got to stop sharing for that, huh? There you are.
I think when somewhere you can set so that the person talking goes in the big screen. But I have not found that today.
I think I've got it set like that, but I've been watching it not work at times. I've seen it work at times and not work at times. But when I'm sharing, I've got whoever's talking in a small little box. Let me go back to sharing screen. And there.
I like this one. Touch up my appearance.
There you go.
Let's see what that does.
That's the one. Touch up my appearance.
Okay. On.
I lost that. I don't have it.
It's up under settings.
Well, and while you're making yourself look pretty on Zoom, I'll go on with this topic. So apparently what Zoom did is they used a software development kit from Facebook, which this is something that's become very common, is that these large organizations like Google and Facebook and Amazon, they put together a framework of tools that allow you, a developer, to have easy access to the sophisticated toolkit. But what you give up in that is that you're not the one building all these different tools, so you don't have control over what they do. And what was discovered is some of the functionality that they were using the Facebook API for also allowed Facebook to just grab all and monitor all their usage. So apparently, if you were running other applications, say, Cheryl, I see you right now, say your computer, whatever you're watching us on, you're also running Microsoft Word and you're playing Solitaire at the same time as you're having this Zoom meeting, that information was going back to Facebook, whether you had a Facebook account or not. They discovered this last week, and Zoom has jumped on it, and this is no longer the case. They have stopped using Facebook's SDK. But I find it's still a very relevant topic because this is the norm. When you build an application for one of these platforms, you always look for frameworks that make your job easier. And in this case, it was a Facebook framework, and part of that framework is sharing everything you learn with Facebook, whether you're paying attention to that data or not.
There was something about the Alberta education system is not allowing their teachers to use Zoom, something with privacy and probably with the Facebook again. So they're all using Google Classroom.
It could be the Zoom bombing. Like the photo bombing, you've got Zoom bombing now, where people find this link to a Zoom. Actually, it's one of the reasons I was concerned about sticking it out there on Facebook, was because anybody can just jump into this meeting, even somebody with no pants on.
Sure.
No, Bill, I wasn't talking about you, not this time.
Well, I just have to make sure I don't stand up.
Yeah, that's right. All professional from the waist up.
Yep.
I see somebody named Dave has joined us.
Oh, maybe that's Dave Anderson. Dave, welcome, welcome. Are you getting on okay? Is this working for you?
His microphone is muted.
Well, that's not my fault. I just unmuted Dave. Are you there, Dave?
I'm looking for the font in Windows to turn the stuff back on.
You are back behind me.
Yeah, we can hear you now. I think maybe I have it set so that when people join, they're automatically muted. Maybe, and I've gone through each one of you wondering why you, and turning on the microphones. Maybe absolutely has to be turned on by me first.
Okay.
But you're on now. Say hi, Dave.
Hello.
All right.
I don't get the camera to work sometimes.
Anytime. We're here. And Dave
has your own profile, and it gives you an option of turning on or stopping the video.
So, Dave, how did you get connected? Was it the email I sent out, the Facebook post, or the blog post?
The email you sent out.
Okay, great.
It shouldn't arrive until almost 3.
Almost 3. Well, I sent it at almost 3, so it sounds like it arrived right on time.
Okay.
But as I mentioned in the email, if this falls apart, like 40 minutes in, we're just going to go over to that other link. Well, I think I'm going to try and reconnect immediately. But if that doesn't work, then we'll just go to the other link. So, Dave, I don't know when you jumped in, but we were just talking about how Zoom, it's just been discovered that Zoom was shooting privacy information over to Facebook. They've gotten chastised for it. Zoom, actually, their official position is that they didn't realize that was happening. And now that they've been made aware of it, they are going to, or they have already pulled out those components so that it will not, so it won't be sharing information with Facebook any longer. I was bringing it up as a topic because this is how apps are being developed now. Somebody wants to write an app, but they don't want to have to write all the ins and outs of an app. They can go and grab a framework from Facebook or Amazon or Google. But you gotta, what rides along is all this other API stuff. And in this case, it was shooting back information. Pardon me. I hope that's not a coronavirus cough. What they were shooting back to Facebook with things like what applications you're running at the same time you're in a Zoom meeting. Things of that nature. So, I think it was on the 27th they shut down all that, and they're no longer using that framework for whatever. I think they were only using the framework. That's what it was. I read in the article that they were only using the framework for the login with Facebook authentication. It was just to make it easy for people to get into Zoom. And so they pulled that out because of what Facebook was doing with their API.
Actually, it just asked me if I wanted to join using Facebook or Google or Safari.
Yes. That is exactly what we're talking about. But
Facebook, Chrome, or Safari, and I chose Chrome.
Facebook, Google, or Safari, you mean?
No, I think it said Chrome.
Facebook, Chrome,
or Safari.
It's odd that because what that would be is two browsers versus a service. I think one of those is not correct in your list.
Well, Safari for sure is right, and Facebook is right. It could be the other one, the Google one.
Okay. Well, the only point is that they have pulled that out so that's not happening. And my point is that this happens often now because people are designing apps so quickly and they need the tools. They don't want to be experts at the tools. They just download the framework from one of these big organizations. But then that comes with all these caveats. The Zoom was upset. Facebook denied doing anything wrong in this respect. In fact, their policies state that the people that use their APIs for development have to disclose all these aspects to their users. So ideally, when you installed Zoom, it would say, you know, this is going to be sharing information with Facebook. And apparently that wasn't in it. That's what started this whole critique. And Zoom said, well, we didn't know they were doing this in the first place. So they just pulled that component out. Anyway, there's a good write-up on it. I'll stick that on our website if you guys want to follow along with that. And if you guys don't have other topics to bring, other questions, I do have this about the Apple. Apple has accidentally leaked more about their next phone. I've got my... I wonder if I can look at this stuff easier on my on my phone than I can so far away in my screen. Slow to bring up information it is. Can I zoom in? You know what I can do is I can stick it in this app. So, what people are talking about with the new iPhone software release, the beta release, is that they found evidence that Apple has made a deal with BMW. They're the first partner for Car Key, and your iPhone will be able to open your car, but it'll be able to do more than that. You'll be able to pass access to open your car to somebody else's iPhone. So you could authorize your car to be used by a group of people or by people in your family without any of them actually having a key. It's the first time they've had any of these kinds of features. Car Key has been around for a little bit, or this concept of Car Key has been around for a little bit. But this is stuff your phone could open the trunk but can't start the car. Or your phone could open the door but not start the car. As I'm talking, I'm just imagining a scenario where maybe you can't be there to meet your kid as she's getting out of school, but the car can. So the kid's not driving the car. They could still get in the car. Or maybe your kid can, she's making enough noise at church that you're like, just go out to the car. Now you don't have to hand her the keys. You can just tell her to take her cell phone. She'll let herself in with it.
I can't believe those things ever happen.
No.
I remember getting handed the keys a number of times. You just had to be loud enough as a kid. Let's see. What else do I got going on here?
Scott, just for a moment, how many people have their video on at the moment?
I don't think anyone has their video on. I think I'm the only one.
Yeah, because your video is quite smooth. It's coming in really nice.
Oh, awesome. Well, I'm using two monitors. If you see me looking off camera, it's because I'm working on my list of stuff on another monitor.
Okay, but it might be interesting to have everybody turn their cameras on and see what it does to your flow.
Yeah, go ahead. That would be cool. Okay,
I'm turning mine on now. You should be able to see how many come on.
Yeah, everybody.
We're all on.
It looks like you are all on. I'm in some weird mode, though, where I can't get back to... I'm at speaker view, but I can't see the mosaic at the top of the screen.
But your video is still coming in nice and smooth.
Scott,
when I see the speaker on my first screen, I'm on my iPhone, and then I have to swipe over, I see three little dots on the bottom. When I swipe over, I see the whole mosaic, four people per page.
Oh, interesting. So.
So you might have a window. I don't know. You're on a computer, so I'm not sure how you can see it.
Running out of time. We've removed the 40-minute time limit on your group meeting. Okay, let me share my screen with you guys for a moment.
They took the 40-minute limit off?
That's what it looks like.
The message just came up on my screen, too.
Yeah, running out of time, we've removed the 40-minute time limit on your group meeting. And it's given me one button to click. That button is love it. Thank you. Love it. I guess I love it. I guess we're not going to be interrupted. That fills me with so much more confidence now. Well, and YouTube seems to be working, but nobody has bothered to join us on YouTube. And what else we got here? Did you guys see that post I put out about the 19 best tips to increase performance in Windows 10? That's on sccclub.org. I also announced it on Facebook, too. It's a great article. I actually, in the post, I outlined a number of them that I thought that a Windows 10 user would be interested in. So that I point by point, 3, 6, and 9. Out of the 19, I really liked those. And they were things like disabling startup apps. So if you're running Windows, you may think that you know how to disable applications that start when the computer starts up. But there's been a real revision of how that works in Windows 10 with the latest versions. And so this article does a really good job of pointing out where these things are now. And if you look at my post on our website, I have put asterisks next to the ones that I thought you guys should re-look at. They're kind of like new ways to do old stuff. And that is stuff like how to stop things from starting up in your computer when your computer starts up. I'm trying to bring up this in a shared video right now. And it's just, can you guys see it?
Yes.
Cool. So disable startup apps disable relaunch. This is a new thing in Windows 10. The Macs had this forever, but this is a on or off button. In the on or off button, you can either, well, if it's on, when you restart the computer, everything that you left running will pop back on when you restart the computer. So you get logged in, you're waiting as things are staying, and web browsers are opening up for you, mail clients are, if you left solitary running, it comes running. So if you're somebody that's been using Windows for years, you've never actually had this feature. If you've done a Macintosh, this feature has existed for a long time. And on older computers, you may want to just turn it off, because on startup, you're waiting for each one of those applications to get started. Let's see, disabling startup apps. This is what that window looks like, if you can see that on your screen. See, this never existed in Windows before Windows 10. I think before the latest versions of Windows 10. It lists all the things that are starting up, or supposedly all the things that are starting up, and gives you a simple on and off switch for it. And then disabling the relaunch, which is a brand new feature in Windows 10. It's under sign-in options, and it's just a simple on and off switch. And then background applications. This is a whole new thing to Windows 10. Windows, if you've been running Windows for a long time, you never actually had something like this. But there's a whole list of applications that qualify for this background apps, and you can choose to have these things. These are the apps that are pulling in the background. These are things that are getting, by having them on, you're allowing them to calculate and grab information off the internet, even though they're not the focus of what you're doing. You might not even be running this program at the time. And this background apps is very cool, because you can turn the whole thing off. So immediately you don't have to worry about any of these things running unless you're running the application. Or you can go through and granularly turn off the ones that you don't think should run unless you start the program. It's all.
I'm having a list of how I do reinstalls on my own machine. Now about a year, I would say, because it's about 30 different performance things of stuff to turn off in Windows.
Well, that list that you use, are you able to provide it to us? Because this is the easy stuff. This is stuff that used to be more complicated and obscure, and now it's been organized into this Windows 10 settings format, making it easier for anyone to do.
Yes, I can easily provide it. Of course, the dog has to decide that he wants to put pictures in the garden.
It would be interesting to see your list and see how many of these things fall on it, because I imagine you've done manual settings to do this that are now handled by these things.
It's a combination, I think, I'd say. Don't forget, that's what I did for a living for years, is performance on just a couple different machines. Mostly AS400, iSeries, my VM, but also doing the client end of when they're running the software on that machine.
Hey, you know, now that you're saying that, Dave, a while back I remember talking with somebody about Black Viper, which is a site that's used for performance tweaks. I'm sure, Dave, you're familiar with it, Black Viper?
I looked at it a little bit, but you know, it wasn't that apropos for me. And unfortunately, so many of the sites I've seen on the web still are containing a lot of obsolete, incorrect information.
Well, and I was going to say, unfortunately, that's the case with Black Viper as well, is that it's about a year out of date, and the changes that are happening to Windows are happening so quickly, you just can't rely on that being good information anymore.
So, like, even on this list, I saw Ron Ufrag, and I'm not supporting that. I think it's really out of place.
Oh, and you know what? I'm not recommending that. In fact, I would recommend looking at my post on our website, because what I did is I outlined the things that I think really matter, and I put an asterisk next to the Run Defrag, because it's for older systems with spinning disks only. Right. So if you're trying to speed up a Windows 10 computer that still has a spinning hard disk, then running defrag is a good idea. But most new computers, you would never run defrag. It wouldn't do any good because you have an SSD drive. Another one that's on this list is this Enable Ready Boost. And again, this is something that won't help your computer if it's a new computer. It would only help if you have an older computer that upgraded its way to Windows 10 and still has a spinning hard disk. So I would approach this article through the post that I made on the scccclub.org post, because I've outlined the ones that I thought were very beneficial and the ones that you could ignore. I also found the last three items here: reset your device, upgrade to a faster drive, upgrade your system memory. I mean, what this is really talking about is fixing your system. Well, I should say that repair installation files and reset your device, those are fixing your system. I really want you to, if you look at the list and you decide to go through these, those are not tactics for boosting performance. Those are tactics for fixing problems. I would not restore to a previous working state or repair system files to try and boost performance. Those are really things that you would do, resetting your device. Those are things that you would do because you've got a problem you're trying to fix. So the first part of this article, these tips are really about trying to make your computer go faster. And then those ones like Dave mentioned, the defrag, and then I mentioned Ready Boost. Those are things to make your old computer work. The rest of these, I don't think you really need to pay attention to, because they're really, if you're having a problem, they're not to get better speed. And then the last two on this list are upgrade to a faster drive and upgrade your memory. Well, that's fine, but those are really upgrade items. They may or may not help you get more performance. So out of 19, I think I flagged five of them as ones I thought people would be interested in. And to continue on that theme, I thought 6, reclaim hard drive space these are concepts that we've been dealing with since Windows. To reiterate, startup items, background items, and now we're talking about reclaiming hard drive space, finding and deleting stuff that doesn't matter. But in Windows 10, there's a real new way to deal with storage, and if you can see this on your screen, this is pretty amazing. We've never had this before. And maybe you've gotten deep into your cell phone, your iPhone, or your Android. They break out how your storage is used. And Windows 10 is doing the same thing now. It's showing you how much space you're using for applications and features, how much storage, very importantly, you're using for temporary files. And this is under settings, under system, under storage. And it allows you to do things from this list. Like, you can pull up the temporary files and you can choose to wipe them all out or to select, pick and choose which temporary files you want to wipe out. So this is a lot of power that normal people did not have in Windows. They had to be aware of programs like CCleaner and SpyBot. Glarus Utilities used to fill these roles, and now Windows is doing these things very easily. Pick and choose, click, 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 and remove files. If you get into these, I'm still sharing my screen, so I'll go into settings myself, which will take just an extra moment because I've got so much impact on my computer from video. Now, here's a good thing with Windows. I don't know where I'm going, but I know I want storage, so I'm just going to type storage in this search. And there it is, storage settings. Click and wait. And here's the storage settings of my computer. How much I'm using for pictures, how much I'm using for documents, how much I'm using for applications, music, other videos, tiles, my OneDrive, all of this organized here. More categories. All organized together in one location so you can start tackling this problem of where your space is being used. I don't know if you can see these balls. This is calculations happening. And so we're just waiting for it to propagate all this information. Uh-oh, I just touched my face a number of times. So you can see it's taking a while. I imagine it would take a ridiculous amount of time with a regular spinning hard drive, because look how long it's taking on my computer. But then in each one of these categories, by clicking on them, it takes you to more extended information. In this case, it's saying you're using I'm using 176 gigabytes for pictures. View pictures. I imagine this brings up, it should bring up in just a second. Oh, it brought it up on my other screen. I'll drag it over to here to share. It brings up the pictures folder so I can go ahead and start deleting pictures if I want. Can you guys see that? So just by viewing pictures right here, it brings up the Explorer window and I'm right in the pictures folder. So if I was trying to free up space, I could just start selecting pictures and deleting them. I'll go back to the storage settings here. Documents, it's the same thing. If I click on documents here, it shows me how much space I'm using in documents. I click view documents and it'll bring up this Explorer window. And now I'm in the documents folder and I'm here ready to delete documents to save space. And so this is a neat little utility that's become part of settings in Windows 10 that we never had before. I'll do one more. I'll go into temporary files because this is a very sophisticated way of approaching temporary files. You can see I'm using 412 and I'm waiting for it to give me some more information, maybe because I cleaned out all my temporary files earlier. Updates is the only thing that's taking space. Linda has raised her hand. Linda, I didn't even see you'd gotten in. No, you're too quiet. I mean, I can hear you, but I can't hear what you're saying. Can you turn up your microphone? Is everybody still there? Hello?
Hello?
What happened? Did we lose?
Yes, can't hear Linda.
Linda, it looks like you're talking, but we can't hear you. I think this temporary file, oh, here it comes. I'm just taking too long. I mean, I'm too impatient, but you, if you're still watching my shared screen, the temporary files is starting to propagate. Judy, you can leave because I don't have anything like this for Macintosh. Linda, you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, I got it turned all the way up now.
Awesome. Happy to have you with us.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. I think the other Judy has her mic turned off.
So, we can't see you, Linda. How do you turn the video on?
At
the top? It's got a red line in it.
Click on it. The red line will go away.
Mine is down the bottom. It's not up the top.
You know what? Mine's at the bottom, too.
Mine's at the top, but you have to enable that in the settings.
Look, my...
If you can see the video with the red line on it, just touch it. It should start.
Now, what might affect whether it starts or not is if another application has grabbed your webcam. So like, if you're running Skype, it might have control of your webcam. If you're running Hangouts, it might have control of your webcam. So if you're clicking that red line and it's not going away, then it might be that you're running another application alongside Zoom that has already grabbed the camera and not making it available to Zoom. Hey, are you guys able to see the mosaic of your faces on my screen share?
Yes.
So you're seeing me make this big right now?
No.
Okay. Like on YouTube, they're seeing it, but you guys aren't seeing it.
No, we can't see it.
Okay.
Just along the side, I can see like four or five of them.
If you swipe, no.
Well, if you're looking at my screen share, you can see that temporary files is almost done propagating. Now it's finally finished. So clicking on temporary files in Windows 10 took a while for it to find all the temporary files to make me aware of. And then it's made recommendations on what to remove. You can see it's put check marks next to the things here that it thinks I should remove. And left things unchecked because it wouldn't make those decisions for me. Things like the recycle bin, I guess Windows is a little worried to decide to delete that without my opinion. So it's left it unchecked. Delivery optimization files. If you're not aware of what these are, this is this process of Windows using your computer for file sharing. If you have a number of Windows computers in your house, it's really helpful because one computer can download updates and then feed it to the other computers. If you don't have that in your house, then this is a very safe thing to delete. Downloads. You can see that I never delete anything in my downloads folder, and I could reclaim 17 gigabytes just by pinching my nose and hitting remove these files. And then at the top here, previous Windows installations. I've got 27 gigabytes wasted on previous Windows installations. And these are really just settings that I could return back to if I had a problem with the current version. This previous Windows installations, it should disappear automatically within the next 30 days as I lose the ability to go back. Anyway, this is all new to Windows 10, and it's a very cool way to keep track of the storage space on your hard drive. What else was on my list here that I thought Windows people would care about? That was reclaiming space number 6. Oh, and number 9 on this is checking your computer for malware. And I just thought you guys would find it neat to know there is a malware checker in Windows 10. Where'd it go? Where'd it go? It's number 9. There we go. Number 9 right here. Uh-oh. What happened to my page? Are you guys still with me? Not hearing anything from you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm there.
Yay! Did I click on that? Okay, check computer for malware. This is Windows 10 still. Start and search for Windows Security. Windows Security. So, click on Start, type Windows Security. Again, I don't think you need points on here, but I think 1, 2, 3, 6, and 9 are very useful. And it's just taking its own sweet time to open up. Feel faster. Come on. Here it comes. I'll let that load and I'm just going to scroll this up here. So when this comes up, Windows 10 has antivirus and malware protection built right into it, and this is how you can control it manually. It's also how you can wait indefinitely. Here we go. So it says virus and threat under virus and threat protection update. Right down here, check for updates. Check for updates. I'm thinking it's probably going to come back and say you're already up to date because you can see I've already updated it. So after it's updated, you go to virus and threat protection and click the scan options here. And full scan will run across your entire computer, all your hard drives. Take quite a while, but if you thought that you were infected with something and it wasn't popping it up to you saying you're infected, this is a way to scan the entire computer. Then this I found interesting. I haven't tried this, but this is an offline scan. So you can use Defender. Now, what an offline scan means is that you can't, your computer is too infected to get removed, to get that stuff taken, to get it removed from your computer. And so you need to do a scan from a separate boot. Come on, I'm waiting for this to come up. We want this picture to come up. So this is the method, but it basically says for restart the computer. So you got to save because it's going to restart, boot into a clean operating system, and scan your computer for viruses. So this is all new. This is not the way the Defender used to work. And it's all built right into Windows 10. I'd be happy to answer any questions on it. Otherwise, I'm going to let it hang on our website as a piece of information for you guys.
Thank you. This looks good.
I really like how they've taken some of these key concepts, these things that, I mean, Bill, Judy, I'm sure you guys can relate to the idea of turning off startup items and turning off things from running in the background. These are concepts that have been around, well, even longer than Windows has been around. And how frustrating it has been throughout the life of Windows, just to turn off something from startup, you have to go to three different places and look for it. And then if it's not in those three places, then you look in the registry for a key that's starting it up. So,
do you think this is good enough that you no longer need like malware bytes?
I wouldn't say that. I think you still want malware bytes. I definitely still use malware bytes regularly. But I think what's interesting about this, Dave, is that I think this is the first time it's become just very easy for a normal person to use any of these tools. So you don't have to know about malware bytes if you know about this being included in Windows. I've lost my article. Where did it go?
And the problem I have with malware bytes is it really hogs the machine while running.
Well, you know, I run into people running malware bytes sitting in memory all the time. And it's really not the way I like to use it. I like to use malware bytes as an after the fact. I like to use malware bytes if I feel like I've gotten infected, if you follow what I mean. And so I leave it off.
I run once a day.
Oh, you're running it once a day, huh?
Right. I think the update would be pretty efficient. Some days it is, but other days it really isn't.
No, I sure don't feel, I don't feel necessary to run malware bytes every day. And I feel like you're gonna find something. Malware bytes is gonna find something every day because you're always running across stuff that at the very least is a tracking concern. Because their whole idea is privacy and security, they're always gonna find a privacy issue. And that can drive you crazy and make you stressed out, and I don't like that.
Are you there?
I'm here. Whoa, that's really weird. I gotta stop sharing my screen for a moment.
Hey.
Linda, are you talking to us?
Yeah.
What now you got?
I have a subscription to malware bytes and it just runs every night at 2:00 in the morning.
Do you think it's worth it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do? You think it's I mean you think it's worth paying for?
Yeah.
One of the things I like about it is it works in conjunction with the Windows 10 stuff.
Well, I have it checked off to not give me the non-essential stuff.
Oh my gosh, what have I done? Are you guys looking at me?
You
can
hear me.
Yep.
You can see me?
Yeah.
No, I can't.
It keeps flipping.
No, I can't see JJ.
That's because my video is off.
Now I see Michael. But the other lady with the blue dress is off. Are you Judy?
Oh, I think I got control of my stuff again. Wow.
You do.
That was crazy.
Yeah, the other Judy's here. Jay just first turned off. Oh no, now she's back on.
Back on, just so Linda can see me. I can't see Linda.
Huh?
I can't see you.
I can't get my
Oh, hey, I finally got control of my system again.
That was a hell of a nosedive.
Yeah. Couldn't do
hold
a
on,
thing.
Hold on.
Well, hey, I've still got more topics if you guys want to keep going. Does anybody have anything they want to add? I beat Windows 10 to death, I think.
Speaking as an Apple user, yes, you did.
Okay. What was that?
Bot.
Yes.
How do I unmute the camera? Because when I put my mouse over there, I get more comes up, like mute and more, and I can't unmute the camera.
Let me see here. I've got mute and more next to you. I can ask you to start a video.
Okay, start my video.
Hey! Hi, Linda! How nice to see your smiling face.
How was the video? Oh, there you are.
Awesome.
So you guys are all in quarantine?
Yes, this is what self-isolation looks like. It's business from the waist up, and it's party from the waist down.
That's too much information, Scott.
All right. Sorry, I overshared. Didn't mean to offend you, Bill.
We need a referee around here.
Let's see, what else do I have as far as topics here? Is anybody here using Kodi?
No.
I don't think anybody in this group is using Kodi. Not a day for a Kodi topic. How about the fact that Google has, they have stopped their Chrome updates because of the coronavirus? They have postponed the big release of their next version indefinitely at the moment. And I don't think that matters to us. What matters to us is that there is some weird scam going around where people are able to social engineer you into downloading what you think is an updated Chrome. And so if you're blatantly being asked to upgrade your Chrome, here's how you do it. Upgrade your Chrome, here's how you do it. That's not Google, so don't do it. Chrome should be updating itself in the background without your knowledge. If you want to see if you have the latest version of Chrome, you can go to the About and it will show you. In fact, I will just bring that up on the screen right now. If anybody's not familiar with that, I'm going to bring up.
What kind of stuff?
Hey, somebody's got to mute themselves, please. So if you're looking at me, I'm showing you my screen. And if this is the Chrome web browser, doesn't need to have all that. I'll just make a new tab here. And if you go over here to the More button, the one with the three dots in the corner, and you go down to Help, and you pull up About Google Chrome, what this will do is two things. It will inform you of the version of Chrome that you're currently using, and it will provoke an update if necessary. So here we are on About Chrome, and it's showing I'm running version 80.0.3987, and it started up an update. An error occurred while checking for update. Update check failed. All right, well, that may be what it looks like for them to hold off. No, it says it's trying to update now. There we go. So you're witnessing a Chrome update right now.
Okay, so I'm on the Chrome.
What version are you on?
I don't know. I don't see the three little dots.
You know what? Are you on your Macintosh or are you on an iPad?
iPad.
Okay, that's the reason. There's a different interface for that.
Okay.
Because it's an iPad, everything about Chrome doesn't matter to you because the underlying engine is actually Apple's WebKit engine.
Okay.
And so this would be applicable on your Macintosh, but it's not applicable on an iDevice. So it's downloaded the update. It's telling me to relaunch. Can I think of any reason why I wouldn't relaunch? I can click the relaunch button. This is a manual update of Chrome. Nothing told me to go upgrade it. Nothing helped me upgrade it. I intentionally went to see if I needed an upgrade, and it intentionally upgraded. Now, that being said, you don't have version you. That being said, next time you start Chrome, it will start with the new version. So everything I just did was for my own benefit. It absolutely did not have to do any of that. It would have just taken care of it itself. And the point I'm trying to stress, because of that, if you get directed to install an update, something is wrong from the get-go. And you should be suspicious of that and leave it alone. It might come off of a web page, might even come off of a web page you're familiar with. But it's suspicious behavior. Since I restarted Chrome, I'm waiting for my to-do list to come back up.
Well, on a tablet, where is this? Because I'm on settings and I don't see it.
On your Android tablet? Or, yeah? That's a good question. I've got my Android phone here. Let me see. I would imagine that it's a different thing because of the Google Play Store. Because your app is maintained by the Google Play Store, you wouldn't go through any of those.
Right.
But if I go to help, does it say anything about the version that we're on?
No, mine is down at the bottom, about Chrome.
I'm in Chrome. I don't see that about Chrome at the bottom. I see help and feedback. Well, maybe it's in settings, huh?
Yeah, go to settings.
I got it. About Chrome. Yeah, there you go. About Chrome. Say again?
Excuse me.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Yes.
I have my hand up.
Yes, Cheryl.
Literally in the other way. I'm going to have to say goodbye because I have dinner that I have to work on because we are, you know, it's 5 o'clock here.
I heard Bill was hungry.
Yeah, well, you know, he said, what time is it? And that's for him to do his part. The other thing is, it's kind of a good news, bad news that they took the 40-minute limit off.
Oh, yeah? Wait, you don't want to hear me?
Anyways, it's been fun. It's been great. Thanks for doing that.
Oh, absolutely.
I've been on the back in mode for a while now, so I probably should go and plug it in.
Thank you, Cheryl, for helping me test over the last week. It's been really helpful. And tentatively, we'll plan on a meeting for the same time next week. But or with you guys right here, what do you think about doing like a morning meeting on the weekend? Is that what works better for people?
We're fine on the weekend. As of next Monday, we are social distancing, and I know Tuesday we're going to be out and about a bit, but we can be home for whenever. So,
my only problem is the kids using internet at the same time we're trying to do this. But if we did like a 9 o'clock meeting on a Saturday or a Sunday morning, that would work really well for me.
Good by me.
What do you think, Linda? Does that work for you?
Okay, unless I go out to breakfast, but right now we're nothing's open to go out to breakfast.
You should be here in San Carlos. You could go to breakfast at a couple of places.
Well, we'll see today. You know, yesterday they were shutting people down and arresting people in Guaymas for keeping their business open.
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Yeah. And somebody asked me the other day, they're like, how come, I mean, we keep hearing that they're supposed to be shut down. I'm like, they will be. It's all about enforcement. They can't enforce San Carlos while they're fighting to enforce Guaymas.
That's true.
They've got the luck of most of our culture has self-chosen to isolate. They didn't have to come around and tell all of us. The gringos are like, we're not going out.
Hey, I have a question.
Yes.
How's your internet doing down there? Because I'm hearing that people are having internet issues.
In San Carlos?
Mine's fine. I have X-Pro.
You know, I've got Telmex, and the only thing is I've got as much as I normally have. So I've got three more people in the house with me while I'm trying to work, and we're all fighting for internet. But as far as what Telmex is supposed to give me, it's right at the top of what they're supposed to give me. I'd love more, but they won't give me more. What about you, Judy? Have you had any internet problems with all this?
Nope, not at all so far.
And Judy Bauer?
Oh, I'm in Phoenix and Fountain Hills. We're still having some problems.
Oh, wow. Do you feel like your internet waxes and wanes with when kids are on school and people are in the house?
Must be. Yeah, it goes up and down.
Are you on cable or DSL or satellite?
Comes through Cox.
Cable. Oh, cable. Okay. Yeah, you know, the very nature of cable, you probably would experience that throughout the day. You'd go through waves of high and low internet.
Yeah, all day.
Yeah.
I've been noticing it in the evening more than during the day. And I have 3 links, and I only have 9. Can you believe it?
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what I've got here. I've got 8 to 10. And 2 kids and a Facebook and wife. Well, we are kind of at the end of an hour meeting. It was really nice of Zoom to let us keep going as long as we did. Is there any last minute things that we should bring up before we call it?
Yes, I have 33.
You have 33 what?
My speed is 33.
Well, you're just bragging now.
I am.
You're making me want to get X-Pro. I think I better call Juan.
You better call Juan.
My big problem is all we're doing right now is spending money. I've switched to all remote services, and I do get a job here and there. But, I mean, we're suffering the same way everybody else used to working every day is suffering.
What time did you start this meeting?
At 3.
Oh, I thought you said at 3:30.
No. I did. I guess that. I'm sorry?
I was late.
Well, Linda, I'm sure you won't be late next time.
So now when are we doing this?
Okay, I think we're gonna try and have a meeting. I'll send out an announcement again, but I think we'll try and have like a, let's say a Sunday or a Saturday morning meeting. Let's say a Saturday morning. If 9 works for people, we'll plan on it for 9.
Okay.
Then send them reminder earlier.
I will.
Okay. I'm leaving the meeting. I have a little button that says leave meeting.
Bye bye, Judy. Thanks for being with us.
Leave.
Where's the leave meeting?
I don't have a button. Oh, yes, I do.
Bye, Judy.
Goodbye. Thank you. Thanks, Scott.
You're welcome. Thanks for joining us. Linda? Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we'll see you guys next time. It was sure great. Everybody showed up. It's just been real work trying to figure out how to do this thing. And, I'm just happy everybody's got so much patience with it. I don't really have anything else to say except if you enjoyed that, then you should check out our website at sccclub.org and you will find links to our YouTube videos and our podcasts. Speaking of podcasts, you can also search for us in your podcatcher of choice, be it Podcast Addict or iTunes. You can search for or the Apple's Podcast. It's time for this meeting to end. The Apple Podcast app, where you can search for the San Carlos Computer Club, and we'll come up. We try and do these every week, but it's been a little odd since we've all been in self-isolated quarantine. Like you heard me say earlier, our next meeting will be this Saturday at 9, and I will send out an announcement both on our website and on Facebook and on Twitter. So look for those things. I'm Scott Stimson with International Computer Solutions. If you need computer help anywhere on the internet, I would like to be, or my team would be, the ones to help you. Check out our website at internationalcs.net. Until next time, tech on, people.